Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top local story this hour. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says funeral services for M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, will take place Friday morning. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Anyone 8 or older is invited to attend the services inside the tabernacle, which start at 11 a.m. The gates to Temple Square will open at 9:30, and everyone is asked to be seated by 10:30. A private burial will take place following the funeral at the Salt Lake City Cemetery. There will be no public viewing. The Ballard family says instead of flowers, people can donate to This Is the Place Heritage Park. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Messages of support and tributes continue to pour in after the death of President Ballard. Among them is local homeless advocate Pamela Atkinson.
He, for me, epitomized the teachings of Jesus Christ. I honestly do.
President Ballard passed away Sunday night at the age of 95. We are now just 1 week out from Election Day here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has some deadlines that you'll want to remember.
The biggest, of course, is Tuesday, November 21st at 8 p.m. That is the final deadline to vote in person or drop off a ballot at a drop box. If you're voting by mail, your ballot must be postmarked by Monday, the day before Election Day. And Davis County Clerk Brian McKenzie says you need to send it off earlier in order for the post office to mark it on time.
We recommend that they mail it no later than Friday, this Friday the 17th.
Now, if you can't get it off in time, take it to a drop box or physically bring it into the post office by Monday. If you're not registered to vote, you can register with ID and proof of insurance at the polls on Election Day. No matter how you do it, McKenzie says get out and vote and don't sleep on municipal elections.
These ones in particular have the most direct impact on our daily lives.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says the House will vote on a short-term spending bill this afternoon to avoid a government shutdown. In a news conference this morning on Capitol Hill, Johnson said his two-step plan will give Republicans greater leverage on spending cuts.
I'm one of the arch conservatives, okay? And I want to cut spending right now, and I would like to put policy writers on this. But when you have a three-vote majority, as we do right now, we don't have the votes to be able to advance that right now. So what we need to do is avoid the government shutdown. Why? Because that would unduly harm the American people.
The plan is already facing criticism from several Republicans. Speaker Johnson is also urging Democrats to support a House Republican bill that would pay for aid to Israel with IRS funding. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries was asked by reporters if any Democrats would help get the spending bills passed.
From the very beginning of this Congress, Democrats have made clear that we are going to find common ground with our Republican colleagues on any issue in good faith, whenever and wherever possible, but that we would also push back against their extremism whenever necessary.
Jeffries did say his caucus is taking a close look at the proposals, but that no decisions have been made. Tens of thousands of people are in Washington today for a rally and a march in support of Israel. President Biden said the U.S. is in close contact with Israeli officials to get the hostages freed and told reporters today that he's not giving up on those efforts.
What's your message for the families?
Hang in there. We're coming.
The National Guard will be in the area to assist local police in case things get out of hand. Other national stories KSL is following. President Biden will head to San Francisco today to meet with world leaders from the Asia-Pacific region. Now, the president and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to talk about tensions in the Middle East and Ukraine, as well as recent escalations in Taiwan. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has details.
The administration has been frank. They are not expecting a lot of big announcements out of this meeting. What they are hoping for is to resume military-to-military communication. The goal here is to prevent any misunderstandings, any miscommunication that could lead to future conflict.
While President Biden and other political leaders are in California, they may run into some heavy traffic. A state of emergency is still in place in Los Angeles after a weekend fire under the I-10.
The 10 freeway is closed indefinitely at this point. The fire declared arson and a criminal investigation is underway. But today, scientific testing on samples of the concrete and rebar should be returned, telling engineers whether the one-mile stretch of one of America's busiest freeways needs to be knocked down and replaced or if it can be repaired. Governor Gavin Newsom says there are signs the freeway may still be strong.
Preliminary samples looked more positive than we anticipated.
But until they get an answer, they have two construction companies, one working on plans for a replacement and one for a repair. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
It's time for First Look Traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Well, speaking of freeways, ours are looking great. Travel along I-15 is delay-free, but we do have a small accident on the northbound side of I-15 in Salt Lake County. This is just after 5300 South in Murray, out of traffic on the shoulder. Treat yourself. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday on KSL News Radio.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
When it comes to your electrical system, do you know the warning signs to look for? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and it's okay if you don't know, but here are a few things that you might not even realize could be a sign of a bigger problem. Wall plates that are hot to the touch. Discoloration around switches or outlets. If you hear crackling or popping or buzzing around switches or outlets, a breaker that trips a lot, switches that feel loose when you operate them, if your lights dim or flicker when a major appliance comes on, if your plugs fall out of the wall easily. You know, you're not supposed to have to bend the prongs out on a plug just to get it to stay in the wall. If you notice any of these things, you should consider having a licensed electrician check your system out. If you don't know anyone, Any Hour Services has put together a radio-only special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive electrical inspection and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. To schedule your comprehensive electrical inspection by a licensed electrician for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Funeral services for President M. Russell Ballard, acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, will take place on Friday morning. KSL News Time, 12:08. New numbers from the Labor Department show the rate of inflation slowed in the last month. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
The Fed is getting closer to winning its fight against inflation. We see that the Fed's string of interest rate hikes since mid or March 2022 continues to chip away at consumer prices. So overall, we saw prices up 3.2% in October compared to the same time a year ago. That's an improvement from the rate we saw in September. And of course, a lot better than the 9% peak we had in June of last year.
Investors hope that this means the end of interest rate hikes. State reviews have wrongfully removed millions of Americans from Medicaid in recent months. Poverty experts are wondering what the Biden administration will do to prevent this from happening. Advocates are saying issues with government forms, websites, and phone lines are the reason it's happening. Gas prices continue their downward trend that have been experienced in the past few weeks.
Once demand picks up because of Thanksgiving travel, the brakes might be placed on the week after week of falling gas prices. But a few months of lower travel demand, lower oil prices, and cheaper winter blends of gas have continued to mean lower prices at the pump. The Energy Department reports the average price of regular unleaded went down 5 more cents in the past week to $3.35 a gallon. That's 41 cents cheaper than at this time last year. The cheapest gas right now is along the Gulf Coast at $2.81 a gallon. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Three Utah cities are among the top 10 for the largest drops in housing prices. Provo, St. George, Logan saw more than a 3% drop in the last quarter compared to a year ago. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
A new report from the National Association of Realtors shows just under a fifth of American cities had price drops in the third quarter. Salt Lake City's decrease put it as the 22nd largest, while St. George, Provo, and Logan ranked 6th, 7th, and 8th, respectively.
Experts say the real estate market is still at its least affordable in decades, due in part to increasing mortgage rates. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Ricky, what's going on?
Well, for Bountiful drivers, we're looking clear once again. The corner at 400 North, 500 West has been cleared of the accident that we had that was tying up a couple of different lanes in that area. So you're good to go. And Valley Freeway traffic, we have no delays, but we do have the cleanup of a crash. This is in Murray on northbound I-15, just after 5300 South. You'll see what's left of the accident over to the right shoulder. Treat yourself to an everyday celebration. An award-winning dining experience awaits you with mouth-watering signature steaks, salads, sides, and ambiance. Ruth's Chris in downtown Salt Lake or in Hotel Park City. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A storm system still parked off the California coast. That puts Utah under mild southerly flow. Sunny skies today with a high of 67. That's more than 10 above the normal. 42 tomorrow morning, goes to 65 by tomorrow afternoon with high, partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just a beautiful day, sunny and 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, Supreme Court has adopted an ethics code for the first time, but critics are saying it won't make a difference. We'll have the latest coming up on KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Amanda, we have a lot of responsibilities as parents. You feel obligated to teach your kids many things, if not all things in life sometimes, which is a little overwhelming. But it's surprising how little we talk to our kids about money.
Financial responsibility.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited to tell you about what UCCU is doing, Utah Community Credit Union. As part of their mobile banking, they now have this thing called Learn and Earn.
Learn and Earn breaks down financial topics into fun, bite-sized educational games like quizzes and trivia. And every time anybody in the family completes a topic, you earn points that can accrue and you can redeem for gift cards from places like Amazon, Apple, Walmart, and others.
So literally, they are paying you to learn about financial responsibility.
It really is a great way to go, and it's fun for the whole family. Learn and Earn is part of UCCU's award-winning Be Money Smart Youth Banking program that helps kids, teens, and parents have fun while learning and becoming financially literate together.
UCCU Mobile Banking now presents Learn and Earn. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
Shields is grateful for our customers, communities, and fellow associates. We give thanks for all the little things in our lives, the things we can often overlook. Thanksgiving reminds us to take the time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. With grateful hearts, we praise God for family and friends, for health and freedom, and for the rich blessings we enjoy every day as Americans. Amen. Have a blessed Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
Imagine your favorite film playing on the silver screen with the heart-stopping action and the award-winning soundtrack blowing you away. Only you're not in the movie theater. You're at Maurice Abravanel Hall. From blockbuster action films to cinematic classics and family favorites, this will become your new preferred cinematic experience. Utah Symphony's Films and Concert Series delivers the best surround sound possible as your world-class orchestra plays the soundtrack live. Coming to Abravanel Hall this December, classic blockbusters and the power of the world-class Utah Symphony will fill you with the holiday spirit. Make it a date night on December 19th and see Love Actually in concert. Then bring the whole family to Disney's Frozen in concert December 21st through 23rd. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a movie night with your loved ones and the Utah Symphony. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
From a recovery program to a place to lay your head at night, with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day. Please help the rescue mission of Salt Lake. Visit rescuesaltlake.org.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah is now just 7 days out from Election Day. Polls close at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, but if you're mailing in a ballot this year, you better get that done before this weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, funeral services for President M. Russell Ballard are scheduled for Friday morning, and they are open to the public for ages 8 and up. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Good speeds on the Valley freeways, but we do have a small accident still being cleared in Murray. Northbound I-15 after 5300 South, all vehicles out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A sunny one on tap with temperatures rising to just 3 degrees below 70. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 64 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A sea of support in Washington, D.C., with thousands from around the country gathering at the National Mall for the March of Israel rally. Organizers say the event not only supports Israel and its battle against Hamas after the October 7th attacks, but also calls for the release of 240 hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. ABC's Faith Abube is there.
There'll be activists from across the spectrum. At the end of the day, they want to be here to embrace each other, show support for Israel, and also share the sadness and grief that they've been feeling since that attack in October.
Security also heightened for the rally. The National Guard also helping to keep the peace with anti-Semitic threats on the rise. In Gaza, weeks of fighting and airstrikes taking a toll, with deaths rising along with the humanitarian crisis. ABC's Matt Gutman, embedded with the Israeli military, says there is widespread destruction of buildings and tunnels that Israel says Hamas is using as command centers and civilian areas.
The Israeli military says that it controls the northern part of the Gaza Strip, but there is still intense fighting there. We saw those street battles ourselves. We were told that Hamas is still able to pop out of those tunnels and fire at Israeli troops and tanks, and they're still able to fire rockets into Israel. It gives you a sense of just how long this war could still last.
Another showdown shaping up to avert a shutdown. New GOP House leader Mike Johnson set to bring his resolution to the floor later today, with funding set to run out this Friday. He says the bill will be an extension until January, and then separate funding bills will follow. That's getting mixed support, though, on the Hill. Johnson said his two-step plan will help Republicans in talks over spending cuts.
When you have a small majority, it requires some things are going to have to be bipartisan. But I think these are issues that every member of Congress should agree on. We are on an unsustainable track with our debt.
The bill would face an uphill battle in the Senate if it passes, as well as the White House. You're listening to ABC News.
We have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. We are aware of a large search and rescue operation. It's taking place in Utah County. This is in the mountains east of Provo and Springville. And now at this point, the sheriff's office has not confirmed any details, but we are monitoring the situation and we will bring you any updates as they happen. Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Supreme Court adopted an ethics code after accusations of bribery and using funds to travel to places unrelated to work. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas joined David Dujanovic this morning.
When we go back to what our federal district court and federal court of appeals judges have done for all of history, Debbie, I couldn't buy a cup of coffee for one of our judges here in Utah. I couldn't do that. It would be inappropriate, and they would walk away if we even started having that conversation, let alone taking them on a yacht or something like that. I mean, the fact that we're even having this conversation with the Supreme Court is it's so far, so much water has gone under the bridge. I mean, I'm glad they're doing it. It makes sense. It's advisory at best. It's certainly not mandatory. But you know, and I guess maybe it will make them look better in the public light that they finally have this code of conduct and it regulates their outside activities and their families accepting of gifts and things like that. But I think you've said it very well. It's not really enforceable because who oversees it? I mean, they're the Supreme Court of the United States. And
it's a life really, appointment. It's a lifetime appointment.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They don't even have retention elections
like we're
like
stuck
we
with them.
Utah.
We're stuck with them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so, I mean, I think it's great. I think it's a good first step. And certainly the public has seen a lot of things with a lot of the justices.
Scorta says while there is no enforcement guidelines in the code, this could be a good start. KSL News Time, 12:19, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
It's pretty quiet out on the Valley freeways and our main secondaries. We have a small accident in Murray northbound I-15 after 5300 South, but it's over to the shoulder, so we haven't seen one spot of delay. You have good speeds on I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Now, we have had a little bit of busy traffic southbound on Foothill from the U down to just past Sunnyside Avenue, and your main secondary is also in good shape. For 2 days only, the Zero Res Food Drive is getting even better. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today and pay just $25 per room when you donate to the food drive. Offer ends today. Call Zero Res for full details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with temperatures that are running 15 above the normal today, 67 the high, sunny skies. Tomorrow, 65, partly cloudy. We then get a little piece of that Pacific storm that moves in Thursday morning. Chance for AM showers, then clearing, 57 the high. Friday, 58, partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, 55 the high. 49, rain likely on Sunday, going to 46 and partly cloudy by Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. It's been a great day for the stock market. Right now, the Dow up by 457 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Zero Res Food Drive is on. All this month, schedule a cleaning with Zero Res Carpet Cleaning, make a donation at the time of service, and you'll pay just $25 per room. Each year, Zero Res collects between 2,000 and 3,000 pounds of food during the food drive. And with your help this year, they could do even more. Zero Res is the only no-residue carpet cleaner in the area. With their ZR water, there's no soaps, no shampoos, and no residue left behind. So your carpets stay cleaner longer. Plus, with a no-residue cleaning, you don't have to worry about any nasty chemicals left behind either. Zero Res is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Schedule your cleaning today. The $25 sale ends today. You don't have to clean today, but you do have to get on the schedule. $25 per room for a Zero Res carpet cleaning when you clean in November and participate in the Zero Res food drive. But this rate is only good if you schedule before the end of the day today. For more info, restrictions, and to schedule, visit ZeroRes.com.
At Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and to extend the legacy of care in our communities. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
With our roots in northern Utah, Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals have a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
They say good things come to those who wait, but we both know the truth. If you want the good things in life, you've got to go out and get them. So if you've been dreaming of a Cadillac, don't wait. Head to Jerry Seiner Cadillac and get one for yourself. With their award-winning XT4, 5, and 6 models available on-site and the area's top selection of certified pre-owned Cadillacs, there's no need to wait to drive in luxury. Stop dreaming. Start driving. Visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Transform your outdated kitchen with half-price granite. Granite quartz, marble, and quartzite starting at $25 per square foot installed. Visit halfpricegranite.com. Affordable luxury.
KSL News Time 1224. Getting 8 hours of sleep is not as important as other sleep habits. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Sleep wake timing is actually more important than the amount of sleep you get. That's according to a new study by the Sleep Research Society. Having a consistent sleep schedule can reduce the risk of an early death by at least 20%. Specialists agree if you can't get a full night's sleep, at least try to sleep and wake up at the same time every day.
Specialists also say catching up on that extra hour of sleep on the weekends to make up the sleep debt can be beneficial. KSL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. You can get paid $2,500 to watch 25 Christmas movies in 25 days. The chief of cheer position from CableTV.com will also offer the lucky worker a one-year membership to different streaming services. Taylor Swift fans crashed her merch website after she announced the release of Christmas tree ornaments for each of Eras. Buying all 60 ornaments will cost you over $1,240. Chuck E. Cheese is removing all of its animatronics characters. The entertainment company says they're trying to revamp their locations. Only one location near Los Angeles is keeping them up for pure nostalgia. And your money at this moment, the Dow up by 458 points. That's more than a full percent, sitting at 34,796. S&P 500 up by 79. The NASDAQ, it's up by 2%, up 289 points. Volcanic activity continues in southwest Iceland.
Steam continues to rise from the six-mile-long fissure that runs straight through the small town of Grindavik. Locals have been evacuated to safe centers out of harm's way.
Earth can just open up and swallow you. You never know. So it was really scary. And actually, when I came here to safety, I felt so good, so relieved.
The evacuation came after the region was shaken by hundreds of small earthquakes every day for more than 2 weeks. Scientists continue to closely monitor the buildup of magma underground. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
President M. Russell Ballard.
Part of the history of this church, the great-great-grandson of Hiram Smith.
A life and legacy.
I've met with members of the church all over the world. Oh, how I love you. What a glorious experience that's been to look into your faces.
Remembering the acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on KSL News Radio.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year. And it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today.
Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guaranteed are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And what's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Only one accident to tell you about. It's in Murray on northbound I-15 after 5300 South. Out of traffic on the shoulder. We haven't seen any delay from that crash. In fact, all Valley freeways are seeing good speeds and no other problems. Your main secondary is pretty quiet at this time. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky. Performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Bonus fall weather with temperatures rising to 67 today with sunny skies. Very, very nice for mid-November. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 65. We drop it off to 57 with rain chances for Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just a beautiful day. Sunny, 64 degrees downtown. St. George isn't even this nice. They're at 63. Park City this hour is at 50.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. A task force created 2 years ago to try and solve a large number of missing and murder cases involving Indigenous people is answering questions in front of Utah lawmakers today. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell is live with details. Hugo?
Maria, communication is one of the biggest barriers standing in between the way of law enforcement, according to Director of Indian Affairs in Utah, Dustin Jansen.
Getting community members to share experiences like this, right, to share experiences that are so personal, that takes some trust.
He says since the task force began almost 3 years ago, there's been some big leaps in the right direction.
I think it's getting better. I think we're able to get in to some doors and encourage enough people to talk.
Dustin says often these crimes blur traditional county lines, and the sharing of resources between jurisdictions would be a good move in the near future. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A new local scholarship will offer a full ride to Native American students. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Salt Lake Community College is launching a Native American Community Scholars and Fellowship program beginning next year. It covers tuition for students who are members of Utah's federally recognized tribes. Students don't have to be degree seeking to apply, and up to 18 credit hours will be covered under the tuition waiver.
SLIC currently has 233 students who identify as Native American. A lot of people say they plan on traveling this Thanksgiving holiday. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
AAA says more than 55 million Americans will travel. 49.1 million of us will drive at least 50 miles over the holiday weekend to and from Thanksgiving dinner. Nearly 4.7 million will take to the skies. Data shows other travel modes are gaining in popularity as well, such as cruises. Many cruise lines are already sold out for Thanksgiving on the high seas. Other travel alternatives expect bigger numbers as well, including rail and bus. Overall travel expected to be up 2.3% over last year. Wednesday before Thanksgiving expected to be the busiest day on the roads. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The National Fire Protection Association is out with their yearly cooking safety guidelines. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff has more.
In a report on their website, the NFPA says Thanksgiving Day is the number one day for home cooking fires, with Christmas Day and Christmas Eve coming in second and third, respectively. That's probably not much of a surprise. According to the article, three times more cooking fires are started on Thanksgiving than on the average day. NFPA's number one cooking safety tip is stay in the kitchen while cooking. The site reports unattended cooking is by far the leading cause of cooking fires and fire deaths. The site also tells people not to use turkey fryers that use cooking oil because they are not safe. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The FBI in San Francisco is investigating after a United Airlines flight had to make an unscheduled landing because of a threat. ABC's Alex Stone reports from California.
United Flight 1909 was flying from L.A. to Vancouver when sources tell ABC News passengers on board received a threat via Apple AirDrop by somebody else on board the plane. The United crew decided it was best to land the Airbus A320. When it landed in San Francisco, police were waiting for it, were told nobody was arrested. The FBI is investigating. The flight ended up taking off again about 10 hours later. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now, that ordeal began last night and lasted through this morning for passengers. Ahead of the Asian Pacific Summit in San Francisco this week, ABC's Sherry Preston takes a look at racism against members of that community.
One in three members of the Asian Pacific Islander population tell the Associated Press and the Newark Center for Public Affairs they have felt discriminated against or experienced outright racism in the years following the pandemic. Some say they have been subject to verbal harassment and slurs because of their ethnicity. Others say they've had to deal with physical threats or cyberbullying. More than half of those polled say they believe racism is an extremely or at least a very serious problem in the United States.
Other national stories KSL is following. Tens of thousands of people are in Washington for a march and a rally in support of Israel.
USA!
Organizers are billing the event as a rally to not only support Israel, but to advocate for the release of more than 200 hostages still being held in Gaza and to speak out against anti-Semitism. As protesters continue to show their support, Israel pushes further into areas surrounding Gaza's hospitals.
Interviewed by ABC News, WHO's Dr. Margaret Harris calls it the most grim thing she's seen in her career.
We've never seen a situation where hospitals are unable to function. We've also never seen so many attacks on hospitals. We've documented more than 130 in just a few weeks.
And no let up in sight as Israeli ground forces battle Palestinian militants around the hospital. Hospitals where patients and medics are stranded with little or no electricity and dwindling supplies. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's quiet on the roads. If you're on the valley freeways, good speeds. No accidents reported on our main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
It's a good place to get accurate news.
They do the in-depth,
reliable, balanced, thought-provoking.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Marie Osmond in Orchestral Christmas. Saturday, December 2nd at Eccles Theater.
Merry Christmas.
With special guest David Osmond. Live at the Eccles presents Marie Osmond.
Let this be our prayer.
An orchestral Christmas, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at liveeccles.com.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Whether it's a small clog or a larger mainline sewer drain issue, the experienced technicians at Yes are ready to solve all of your drain problems. Take advantage of our 83 or It's Free mainline drain clearing special. Feel secure knowing the trusted professionals at Yes guarantee that if we can't clear it, you don't pay for it. Visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
Gifts they'll cherish, value, love, and pass down. They're at J. Brooks Jewelers. Online at jbrooksjewelers.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, a search and rescue operation is underway in the mountains just east of Provo in Springville. We'll continue to keep you up to date on what's happening there. KSL News Time, 12:38. A group called Discover Winter is helping adults and minority citizens learn it's never too late to learn how to ski. Ski Utah Legacy Programs Manager Albany Miller says the group aim is to make winter sports accessible to all Utahns.
The most amazing thing has been to see these adults realize that skiing is also accessible to them, and it is something that they can love and enjoy forever.
Miller says they've received over 450 applicants since the start of the month. Get your skis and wallets ready because day passes on the mountain are getting expensive. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris reports.
Although there hasn't been much snow on our mountains yet, resorts like Park City and Deer Valley already have prices set for day passes through the ski season. Some of their asking prices for one day, nearly $300. Skier and BYU student Sam says that the price is too high, but he isn't that surprised.
Yeah, it's the nature of ski resorts. It seems to be, you know, just going, getting more expensive and more expensive.
If it's too expensive for you, most resorts, including Park City and Deer Valley, do offer discounted ticket prices if you buy them in advance. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
This winter is sure to have some bad air quality days. Geographer and researcher with Barrow Neurological Institute, Brittany Krasinowski, says that that may be putting us at risk for disease.
And so what we notice is that these hot spots of Parkinson's disease aligned really well with the maps of air pollution.
According to Krasinowski's research, Utah is not one of the Parkinson's hotspots, but we still need to be aware of our exposure to air pollution. Some U.S. lawmakers are calling for a nationwide ban on a popular children's toy. Walter beads like Orbeez or Aqua beads are small, colorful, and potentially deadly. They say the problem is the small beads can grow larger inside stomachs, intestines, ears, noses, or lungs and cause deadly blockages if swallowed. The chair of the Consumer Product Safety Commission is backing the plan to ban that toy. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Right now, we are looking at a nice and quiet commute on all the Valley freeways. Good speeds on all of them, including I-15, north and southbound in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Your main secondaries are also looking good at this time. Now, we did have some busy traffic on Foothill from the U down to just past Sunnyside. That's already eased a little bit. And no problems reported on State 7th East, Redwood Road, or Bangor Highway at this time. Do you want a heating and air company which uses third-party verification over their work? That's one of the highest rated on both Google and Yelp. Then call At Your Service Pros, 801-YOUR-PRO. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Unseasonably warm weather expected today. 67 with sunny skies this afternoon. Perfect for any outdoor activities. Overnight lows in the low 40s, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. Highs topping out right at 65. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the House is on track to vote for Speaker Mike Johnson's spending bill this afternoon. We will go in-depth in just a moment on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hey, BYU football fans, come see KSL's own Mitch Harper this Friday, November 17th at Macy's Grocery Store in Orem, 800 North State Street from 4 to 7 p.m. Fun, prizes, and chances to win tickets to the BYU-Oklahoma football game or a $50 Macy's gift card. You'll have multiple chances to win every hour. And during the broadcast, be sure to visit the Macy's Meat Department and pick up some of their easy meals. They're all cut, seasoned, and prepared for you. Just put them on the grill or in the oven and you have dinner in a snap. Those meals are perfect for dinner or any tailgate party. So celebrate the football season and join KSL's own Mitch Harper this Friday, November 17th at Macy's Tailgate in Orem from 4 to 7 p.m. Food, activities for the family, and enter to win tickets to the BYU-Oklahoma football game or a $50 Macy's gift card. Macy's, happy shopping.
Car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a naw. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous, dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.ORG. That's it. Towcars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, towcars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's T-O-W-K, like kidney, A-R-S, towcars.org.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Several cities in Utah are in the top 10 for the biggest drops in housing prices across the U.S. Unfortunately, financial experts say we are still in the worst affordable real estate market in decades. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, we are following a search and rescue operation in the mountains just east of Provo. We will break in once officers confirm more details. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
You're good to go on the Valley freeways, including I-15 north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. Normal KSL travel times throughout the valley. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Way above normal today with highs right around 67 with sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 64 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The investigation into the weekend freeway fire in downtown Los Angeles is focusing on arson. That blaze crippled I-10, a vital route for commuters and trucks. At a news conference today, Governor Gavin Newsom says he expects the damage span, which stretches the length of 6 football fields, to take weeks, not months.
Relatively good news considering the alternative, a full demo, which would have been many, many months. We were looking at that 5 to 6 month period as the alternative, 3 to 5 weeks now.
Police say they don't have a motive or a suspect. A deadly crash in Ohio today on Interstate 70 outside Columbus. Authorities say a charter bus and a semi and other vehicles crashed. That bus was full of students from a school. Reports that at least 3 are dead. Police say 18 others were taken to nearby hospitals. A rally in Washington, D.C. today, drawing thousands from around the country, showing support in the March for Israel event and calling for the release of the 240 hostages. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The House is on track to vote on yet another spending bill this afternoon, but this time it's under newly appointed House Speaker Mike Johnson. KSL at Night co-host Derek Brown joins me live to go over this bill. And Derek, so what sets this one apart from the other ones that we've seen?
Well, first of all, they're going to vote on this in about 15 minutes. So here on KSL, we all want to give you the breaking news, and I've just heard we're about 15 minutes out. And what's different, Maria, is that in the past, they basically had what they call the clean bill, which is just extending the funding on everything because the funding dies out at the end of this week. So they need to do what they call the continuing resolution, which extends it. And so generally, they just extend all the funding. What's unique about this one is that there are basically two bills instead of one. And the first bill extends the funding until January 19th. And that includes military, veterans affairs, transportation, housing, and energy. And then the second bill extends funding until February 2nd. And that includes funding the rest of the government. So that's the new speaker's effort to strike a balance that gets enough votes to get a bill passed.
So is this a good idea?
It looks like, and I'm hearing through the grapevine here, people that are back in the in the Capitol, that Democrats are likely to vote for this. And if that's the case, I think that it's likely to get across the finish line. And if that's the case, then I think it is a good idea because this is the first big test of Speaker Johnson, is to figure out if he can, to see if he is in a position to show leadership and get the government funded, which should be sort of a no-brainer, but in the wake of the dysfunction that we see in the House over the last, you know, year, the bar is set low. You got to start at the bare minimum, which is just funding the government.
Okay, but is it going to make that small group of Republicans who have been so extreme happy, or are we just going to see Mike Johnson kicked out of office as well?
Well, and that's the question that remains to be seen. I mean, from what I've been told, there is a pretty broad recognition amongst that group that you really can't put a new speaker in and 3 weeks later expect a completely different result. So I think it'll pass with a lot of Democrats. What remains to be seen is if he can get the rest of that group you're referring to, Maria, and if he can do that, he's got roughly 2 to 3 months to figure that out. So in a sense, this just kicks the can down the road and, you know, sets that problem up to be solved at a later date.
All right, but we can expect a vote within the next few minutes. Interesting.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much, Derek. KSL at Night co-host Derek Brown joining me live on the KSL Newsline, and we will be watching the House to see what they do with these two spending bills. KSL Newstime, 1249, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
Overall, Valley Freeway traffic has been great for your noontime drive, as well as the main secondaries, even the downtown surface streets. You're looking at a good commute. Just a reminder for drivers traveling between Utah and Wasatch counties, there will be lane shifts on Highway 189 until November 17th, and it starts at sunrise, ends at sunset, and UDOT will be there making those lane shifts on Highway 189 at the work zone near Deer Creek Reservoir. So just pay attention when you're driving through that area. We already had one accident there yesterday, so again, just watch for road crews at the scene. Arrive in style in a great fitting suit from Mr. Mack. They ensure a perfect fit, offering fast, free alterations by expert tailors at all 9 Mr. Mack stores. Arrive in style. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast has some balmy beginnings, then a cool down. 67 today, sunny skies, that's 15 above the normal. 65 tomorrow, more bonus fall weather, but more cloud cover. 57 with AM showers possible on Thursday, then clearing. 58 partly cloudy for your Friday. Saturday, 55, mostly cloudy. And then we got another round of showers on Sunday, 49. Partly cloudy and dry for your Monday, 46. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the market, some really good numbers today. The Dow is up more than 500 points right now, being led by some good earnings reports, one of those from Home Depot today. We'll take a complete look at your money news coming up next.
In order for small businesses to thrive, they need to be smart, efficient, savvy, staying ahead of the market at every turn, finding ways to do more with less, and taking advantage of every opportunity that comes their way. That's why Comcast Business is introducing the Small Business Bonus. For a limited time, you can get up to a $1,000 prepaid card when you switch to Comcast Business, the company with the largest, fastest, reliable network. Yep, you heard that right. 1,000 back. Something extra for your company. From the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. So if you're a small business owner, don't wait. Call or go online to learn about the $1,000 bonus today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/5/2023. New customers with 750 megabits per second or above and 2-year agreement. Must keep required new services for 30 days to receive prepaid card. Other restrictions apply.
Experience the timeless Christmas classic that has captivated audiences nationwide. From master songwriter and storyteller Michael McLang, The Forgotten Carols is back. With an unforgettable story and songs that are a Christmas tradition for families everywhere. See the spectacular stage musical in Orem, Salt Lake, Ogden, Vernal, Tooele, and Heber. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-330-2929. That's 800-330-2929. 800-330-2929.
Take a second and think about how many different software systems you have in order to manage the people who work for you, and of course the people you want to work for you. There's the applicant tracking, the new hire onboarding, your paid time off, your payroll, time and attendance, your online employee benefits enrollment, ACA compliance, your COBRA compliance, and the list is not just daunting, but it seems every time you turn around, it's growing. It's time you quit losing sleep over that list and let someone else do it for you. Magellan HCM has the technology and local service team to pull all those systems and services into one place, simplifying the process for everyone and significantly reducing the errors that will always occur when you're managing all those tasks in different systems. There is a better way. Magellan HCM. Text HCM to 57500 and set up a demo of their highly awarded technology and see for yourself what a difference Magellan can make for you and your company. Text HCM to 57500.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Don't wait for bad weather to schedule professional snow service with GoPave Utah. Your complete parking lot safety starts at GoPaveUtah.com.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Utah County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that their search and rescue teams are trying to locate a crashed plane somewhere in the mountains by Squaw Peak Road. We have a reporter on the way, and we will provide updates as soon as we get more details here on KSL News Radio. Food pantries around the state say they are coming up short in having the food they need to help people through the holidays. KSL-TV's Kara Bracken visited the Bountiful Food Pantry and has more on how we can all help pitch in.
They want to help provide 1,300 turkeys to families in need. Now, right now, they are coming up short, and that's why they need our help. So they're at that 500 mark. They want to get to 1,300. They say they've seen that need grow over this year. Last year, they say they actually fed 800 families. This year, that number grew to 1,700 families, meaning lots of their current stock is lower. So we know that a lot of...
And watching Utah's money, the Dow is up by 547 points, a percent and a half, sitting at 34,885. S&P up by 90. The NASDAQ up by 333 points.
Hey guys.